The next three WrestleManias are now set. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, January 18th, 2021. This update is sponsored by IndieWrestling.us. Results from Impact's Hard to Kill pay-per-view are straight ahead in this update, but first,
WWE.
WWE with a major announcement over the weekend, setting the dates and locations for the next three WrestleManias. First, this year's WrestleMania will be a two-night event for the second straight year on Saturday, April 10th and Sunday, April 11th. This year's Mania was originally scheduled for March 28th at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. Instead, it's going to be held at Tampa's Raymond James Stadium, which was supposed to host last year's Mania before COVID-19 ruined all those plans. There will be live fans in attendance. WWE said it will announce ticket availability and safety protocols sometime in the coming weeks. WWE also announced that next year's WrestleMania will be at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. SoFi Stadium in LA will finally get its WrestleMania in 2023. Tonight's Monday Night Raw has double champion Asuka in a non-title match against Alexa Bliss. Adam Pearce went on Twitter Sunday night to thank fans who supported the idea of him challenging Roman Reigns for the Universal title at the Royal Rumble. That title shot was shifted to Kevin Owens on Friday's SmackDown. Pearce added that he's, quote, not medically cleared.
AEW.
Nyla Rose is off of Wednesday's AEW Dynamite. She announced Saturday she's isolating after an immediate family member tested positive for COVID-19. She was set for a match against Layla Hirsch on Dynamite. TSN's social media announced on Sunday that Penelope Ford will be taking Rose's spot in that match against Hirsch. The card for Tuesday's AEW Dark was announced over the weekend. It includes a match for Sunny Kiss. There was speculation over the past week that Sunny was injured, but Sunny said he's okay.
Impact Wrestling.
AEW champion Kenny Omega pinned Impact champ Rich Swann as the team of Omega, Karl Anderson, and Doc Gallows beat Swann, Chris Sabin, and Moose in the main event of Impact's Hard to Kill pay-per-view on Saturday night. Omega entered the main event wearing an old Halloween-themed Bullet Club t-shirt. After the show, Moose attacked Swann backstage. Moose is in line for a future shot at the Impact title. He was a late substitute for Alex Shelley. Impact announced on Friday that Shelley was off of the show due to, quote, unavoidable circumstances, end quote. There was a follow-up from Shelley himself on Saturday.
I do not have COVID. I am not orthopedically injured. But in the interest of safety, my situation is a very complex one. I put that first, as does Impact Management, and they are doing the utmost in terms of precautions to make sure that nobody is at risk.
That clip from Impact Wrestling. Matt Cardona made his Impact debut Saturday as a surprise opponent for Ace Austin. Cardona did get the win, though it was via disqualification. Kiera Hogan and Tasha Steelz won the tournament final for the revived Knockouts Tag Team Championships. Deonna Purrazzo retained her Knockouts title against Taya Valkyrie. Manic held on to the X Division title. Eddie Edwards beat Sami Callihan in a barbed wire massacre. On the pre-show, Brian Myers beat Josh Alexander. Also, an announcement from five-time Knockouts champ Madison Rain.
And it is with a full and grateful heart that after 12 years, I announce my official retirement from Impact Wrestling.
That clip from the Hard to Kill pre-show posted to Impact social media. Impact's next pay-per-view is Rebellion on April 24th. Finally, a quick reminder that New Japan is running another Road to the New Beginning show this morning at Corcoran Hall. That's Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, January 18th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so be sure to subscribe to this feed so you don't miss a thing. We also thank you for your rating and review. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.